Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Our buddy who pitched for the team that preceded the G-Men, the Cleveland Indians, joins us. He's Brian Anderson, pride of Geneva, pride of Wright State, and now analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. Hello, Brian.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are we doing this forthcoming Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, not bad. How about you?
We are good. I'm a little depressed for you, though, my friend.
Oh, okay, really? Why is that?
Because no longer in Lincoln will they be doing the balloon release for the Cornhuskers on the first touchdown of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, man. That whole helium.
No, it was not
thing.
The first
I'm sorry,
touchdown
man.
Of the year. It was the first touchdown of every game.
And, oh, was it every game? And, I got to be honest. I've watched so few Nebraska games over the years that I didn't realize they scored touchdowns after the first game of the season.
I was going to say,
the
balloon, it really wasn't an issue these past 5-10 years because there weren't a lot of them. So.
Save the earth, Nebraska. Good job.
Save that helium. Put it to other uses.
Yeah.
Hey, but before we jump into some other things, we had talked about Oscar Gonzalez, this young outfielder who had hit really well last year. He was off to a pretty decent start at Columbus. They brought him up. He got a shot. What's it like in a clubhouse when a guy comes up for the first time and is making his major league debut? How do the veterans act? How's that guy received? How does that guy usually act? How should he act?
There's a lot to unpack there. Times have changed. It used to be when you came up as a rookie, when I played, you were expected to, know your role, stay in your lane, keep quiet, ears open, feed off of the vets, obviously go out and perform, work hard, all of those things. But nobody wanted to hear from you. Nobody wanted to, you didn't come up and act like you own the joint. Be respectful of a big league clubhouse, and give it the respect that it deserves. Nowadays, it's different because there aren't as many hardcore veterans in the game anymore. It's a young man's game, and they're all kids, and they're all the era, the generation of social media. So when they come to the big leagues, nothing changes. They're all welcomed with open arms. It's much more of an inviting environment today, and I think that's a good thing. Again, as long as you aren't like they used to call the young guys that walked around like the owning place, they call them a 10-5 guy. Of course, this guy's been here 10 minutes, but he's acting like he's been here, 10 years and 5 at the same team. And so, that was kind of a moniker you did not want to get put on you. But there were a lot more salty veterans back when I played who would make life difficult on rookies. And I will tell you this, because I got called up the same year that I got drafted. And I came to a salty, veteran-laden California Angel team who had underperformed. And I will tell you that, early September the 7th, I got to live every young boy who wants to play Major League Baseball's dream. And I got called to the big leagues. And by the end of September, I wanted to go home so bad. It was miserable. They made my life absolutely miserable. And I can remember Gary Ruby, who ended up being a pitching coach in the Indians organization back when I was there in Buffalo. He was the AAA pitching coach for Vancouver with the Angel organization. And he said the next year, you know, they were doing all of their player profiles at the beginning of spring training, and Buck Rogers was our manager. And he said, when your name came up, Buck Rogers said, I had never seen a rookie take that much abuse before in my major league career.
Wow.
And this, Buck, yes. I'm telling you, boys, it was horrifying. I mean, it just wasn't fun. I mean, I was in the big leagues, and I wanted to go back to Geneva and hang out. The worst, one of the worst months of my life in professional baseball. And here I was, you know, living the dream, quote unquote, and it was anything but. So that was not fun. I think it's much more fun to come up as a rookie now, and I think you let these guys be themselves, and as long as they're respectful of their space, they're respectful of the clubhouse manager and the kids that are helping him out, then let him be who he is, and that way you're going to get him to perform his very best. I know that's a very long answer.
No, it's a good one.
With a personal anecdote in there, but it's just different. The times are different now than they were back then.
B.A., was it because you were up the same year you were drafted because you were the third overall pick? What was it? It couldn't be your personality because you're a champ.
Well, yes, thank you for that. I don't know. Maybe it was a combination. I think, again, it was a veteran team. They had underperformed. You know, got a lot of angry guys getting towards the end of the year, and then all of a sudden you've got the third pick in the draft from just a couple of months previous that's getting called to the big leagues and hasn't put in his time, hasn't earned his way there, and certainly I had not. I had not earned my way through the minor leagues. You know, the Angels at that time felt, you know, whatever they felt, you know, about bringing me up that year, whether they were trying to, you know, I don't know, we got the first guy to the big leagues. I mean, I don't know what the motivation was, but, you know, but they brought me up there, and I hadn't, quote-unquote, earned my stripes. I hadn't worked my way there, and so they made my life literally a miserable hell for a month. It was awful, and I can get into some of the stories, but, you know, I won't.
You know, we have plenty of time. I'm just curious. I'm looking at that rotation, and I'm hoping that you don't say John Farrell was okay to you. That's just all I want to hear.
John, you know what? He was indifferent.
Okay.
He wasn't. There were a handful of guys that were good to me.
Well, I can look at that rotation, and I can tell you two guys that I think, well, one in particular that probably wasn't nice.
Well, who would that be?
Chuck Finley. Although, I'll be honest with you, Chuck Finley was that first year we were doing the Indians pre- and post-game show. Chuck was having some issues with Tawny when that season started. And all I remember was my first game was there in Anaheim, and Chuck was pitching for us then. And I was like, I was in the open, I know you can ding me on this, to like Extra or Entertainment Tonight because they were doing the issues he was having with Tawny back then.
Ooh,
and
yes.
I was like, and I felt bad for him. I was just like, oh man, this is not a good place to be.
We are not allowed to technically use the ding in this moment due to copyright rules. So, yeah.
Ding! Okay, ding. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Listen, it was. He was not an advocate of Brian Anderson. I will tell you that.
All right. So I got it right. Boom.
But he was not the ringleader either.
Oh my goodness.
All right. You want to spill the beans, or we just want to move on?
Up to you, Brian. We'll leave it alone.
We'll move. All right. We'll move on.
If you were to guess it, I would give you the Menegan ding. But yeah. No, I won't name names. I'll just tell you that it was a miserable month in the big leagues, and I could not wait for the season to end, if you can believe that.
Okay, I'll text you on the Sunday afternoon text chat we have. I'll send it to you.
That sounds good.
Can I ask about a guy that we love here who's with you guys down in Tampa now? How's Corey Kluber doing at the age of 36?
You know, Corey Kluber, it's been kind of up and down. You know, he's had some really, really good outings, and he's had a couple, you know, subpar. He always, you know, the couple subpar that he's had, he's bounced back. That next time out, he comes out like a man possessed, wants to right a wrong, and does a great job. But he is the Corey Kluber that I came to appreciate from afar. That seems to be who he is now, up close and personal. You know, very businesslike, a great teammate. Works hard, sets a great example. You know, all of the attributes that you want when you bring in a veteran on top of being able to go out and perform at a high level still, you know, he seems to be the same stoic guy. And I know that the coaching staff and the fellow pitchers that are around him, they rave about him when asked about him. So I think that he's just, you know, keeping on.
We keep watching the Indians here, and Jeff and I are having this, like, when you're in the situation, you're in the clubhouse or you're with the team all the time, you know what the standings are, but I don't think you live it. Like, can you live it day to day? Because right now the Indians are sitting there at 7, and we all know how quick this thing could, you know, quickly turn where you're back minus 10, and then you're fighting to try to get back inside of 10 for the rest of the season. Is that reality for folks in the club? Like, I think when you're pitching, you can't worry about any of that stuff, but when you can see a season kind of slipping away, or what the Indians did yesterday in the last 24 hours, bringing up some young guys to try to, you know, just kind of give a little bit of a kickstart here before things kind of fall apart. I always seem to want to think back to the Bartolo Colon trade, like, because the team was still in it, and then they traded him, and it was like, what are we doing here? Do you worry about the standings? And at what point do you actually look at the standings to the point where you're going to fall out? I don't know about the contention part. I think the fallout part seems to be in people's, at least in the fans' minds.
You know, I think it's different for every team and for every player. I know some guys probably take a peek every day. It gets put into your face. I know that, you know, we're started a series with the Yankees last night, and everybody in the world knew that the Rays were 4.5 games behind New York because that's all that was talked about. So it's hard to escape sometimes,
right?
Especially with so much media floating around, and you have access to so much on these smartphones that you're just inundated with a lot more information than we used to be. So you're used to try to stay out of the standings for as long as possible, but at the same time, you kind of knew where you stood. And you knew if you were facing a big dog in the standings, you knew how far ahead or behind they were to you. So there's periodic check-ins, but you cannot let it affect your performance at all. I mean, you just have to go out and continue to grind away. Here's what I find disconcerting, and I'll speak on the American League only, but it's May still. And I granted it's Memorial Day coming up, but it's still May, and you almost know who's going to be in the playoffs already.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got two teams from the West, the Astros and the Angels, they're in. The winner of the Central is in, and then you're going to get three teams out of the East. And more than likely, it's going to be some combination of Rays, Blue Jays, Yankees. I mean, are there a couple of teams that could flip that script and make a run and become relevant and get into the conversation? Sure. But right now, you can almost smell the playoffs, and we're not even to June. I mean, I don't think that that's really great for the game. Even though you've expanded the postseason, you've got about eight teams right now going for six spots. And, you know, two of those probably aren't going to be there at the end.
All right. We were sorry to traumatize you earlier by flashing you back to your rookie year. Glad that's all better.
I thought you were talking about the American League standings. That was more traumatic than me thinking even about my
the month from hell.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
Hey, boys, you too. Enjoy it. Get over that grill, have some fun, and we'll talk to you next week.
Do you still have your Dora the Explorer backpack from having to take the seeds out there, or no?
I do not have my Dora the Explorer backpack. And you know what? I wasn't in the pen, so I didn't have to do that. But
I thought on off days they might send you out there. Okay.
I went out there on my own just to get away from them. And the guys in the bullpen were actually slightly nicer, some of them.
You changed my mind on who I think it is. Now I got to go back and look at that roster.
Oh, no, we know who it is.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, I will tell you how I was introduced to the team. I went out, Jimmy Edmonds and I actually got called up the same day and went out onto the field and stretched with everybody. Of course, no one spoke to me, and I'm standing out in the outfield, and Mark Langston comes walking over to me, and he actually was ambivalent. Like, he wasn't mean to me, but he wasn't overly nice either.
That took away our guess.
Yeah, that's who we thought. That's who we thought.
Yeah, no, it was not. He was not the ringleader at all.
Okay.
But he walked over to me, and he said, "So, hey, so you're the new guy." I said, "Yeah, you know, Brian Anderson." He's like, "My name's Mark Langston." Shook my hand. He goes, "You're on the bucket for the rest of the year." And so I was the shag guy for batting.
Oh.
So they're not even going to let me shag. He just put me on the bucket for the rest of the year. So this is what happened. So all of a sudden, I started to find a way to have fun being on the bucket.
Sure.
You know, getting all those, I started, you know, shooting baskets. They saw that I was having fun, and then they took me off the bucket and said, you know, you can stand over in the left field corner. I mean, they were not going to allow me any outward joy whatsoever. And if they saw me having fun, they were going to put an end to it and send me off to do something that I wasn't going to enjoy.
Wow.
Man.
In a nutshell, that's what it was.
Bunch of jerks. That's not cool.
It wasn't too good.
That's not cool. All right. Despite all that, we are sorry to bring up bad memories. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday.
Boys, they make for good stories. And I'm plenty over it at this point.
All right,
but
good.
Anyway,
good.
Thanks for everything, boys. Have a great weekend.
All right, BA.
You too.
Brian Anderson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.